National Park Service officials are announcing a partnership with the state of Montana to consider changes to managing bison in and around Yellowstone National Park. Hundreds of bison wander into the state from the park's northern boundary during many winters. Livestock owners worry about the animals damaging property and spreading disease. The Park Service and the state have been operating under their current bison management plan since 2001. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us the agencies think it may be time for an update.
Right now, spring is definitely trying to get a grip.
In the town of West Yellowstone, that is. Stephanie C. is the media coordinator for the Buffalo Field Campaign. It's a nonprofit which advocates for Yellowstone Park's bison. She's seen some migrating out of the park near where she lives, but they tend to frequent the West Yellowstone area around calving time.
So we're looking forward to seeing a lot more arriving soon.
But bison leaving the park also means some will be killed, which she calls really disturbing.
Native to Montana, but the only time they're really welcome in the state, for the most part, is to be hunted.
Or slaughtered.
There were somewhere around 600 bison that were removed from the population this year.
That's Yellowstone National Park spokesman Al Nash. Montana either holds hunts for bison leaving the park, many are slaughtered and given to tribes, others to research, or the state tries to haze them back into Yellowstone. Because of brucellosis, a disease carried by some bison that can cause pregnant cattle to abort their calves. It's a big worry for ranchers. Ray Markser used to manage livestock near Yellowstone for decades.
It's huge, the implication. It really disrupts your operation and your ability to operate efficiently.
There has not been a documented case of bison transmitting the disease to cattle since the state's current bison management plan was put into place in 2001. But Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesperson Andrea Jones says new conditions, like a different land ownership makeup around the park, may prompt a new plan.
The landscape has changed. The rules have changed. The science has come about.
Right now, FWP and the Montana Department of Livestock are just teaming up with the Park Service to prepare a joint environmental impact statement on bison. This may take years to finish, and then is only a step toward creating a new bison plan. It is a step, though, which Jones says will have the same overarching goals as the current bison plan.
To limit or reduce the risk of transmission of brucellosis to cattle, as well as maintain, preserve a viable wild population of Yellowstone bison.
Bison advocates like Stephanie C. with the Buffalo Field Campaign have their hopes for what that can mean.
Obviously, we want year-round habitat for all buffalo in Montana.
It's pretty different from what many ranchers like Ray Markser wants. The bison population in Yellowstone typically sits pretty far above the park's objective. Markser would like Yellowstone to start controlling the population inside the park's boundaries.
A private operation, you can't overstock it and continue to be in business.
State veterinarian Marty Zalewski works with the Department of Livestock. He says all the parties involved will try to find a new common ground eventually, but it won't be easy.
To suggest that somehow through this planning process we're going to eliminate controversy, I think that would be highly unrealistic. I think that controversy in this issue will unfortunately continue.
I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.